This is appropriate. Good morning, Arizona. Oh, yeah. What a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Shake off the bedhead. Rise and shine. Let's get the day going at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. Yes, I am. Yes, we are. It's a good morning for a ride, babe. We should be on the horses, Patch and Peanut.
That's right. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. Folks, we are broadcasting live. This is our annual sojourn to Prescott, Arizona, the official Christmas city of the state, and it all pins and hinges on the event they've got going on tonight. No matter where you're listening to us in Arizona, you've got time to get here for the courthouse lighting that occurs at 6 o'clock tonight. And if you and your family have never been here to see the event, you've got to turn this into a family tradition. Get to Prescott, make it an Arizona staycation, and do it this weekend. You'll see the 60-second courthouse lighting, where if you've been through Prescott, you've seen the courthouse, you've seen the complete encirclement of layers of big, large trees around the courthouse. Most of those trees are lit with thousands of lights. The switch gets thrown all at one time at 6 o'clock tonight. There are carolers singing on the steps of the courthouse square. I don't know. I don't think we'll see snow tonight like we saw 2 years ago.
But that doesn't mean you don't need to bundle up, though.
But it is a little brisk.
It's a little nippy out there.
So that's going to occur tonight. Really, if you want to come up and spend the whole day, they have the 34th annual parade that starts at 1 o'clock. And, Jennifer, you were talking about how much you like this parade in particular.
Well, it's a fond memory for our family. Two of our girls were cloggers, and we were participants in the parade for 20 years. So just a lot of fun. And the parade itself is so accessible. It goes around the courthouse square, so no matter where you sit, you can get up close and personal with the people in the parade, and that's fun. And they have all kinds of floats and dancers and performers. And just a lot of fun.
Now, we have somehow migrated up the food chain to where we are the – Prescott Parade snobs.
Oh, are we?
In that Tommy gives us seating at the Jersey Lily balcony.
Yes.
So we get to look down on the parade.
I prefer to be on the street. But
right close to the action?
The days that it did snow, I was very thankful for. I have pictures.
You could duck inside and get a hot coffee?
Yes.
So we're broadcasting from the Jersey Lily Saloon on Whiskey Row in Prescott. It's what we've done for the last, what, 6 or 7 years?
We think it's seven.
Think it's 7 years?
Think it's seven.
It's absolutely one of our favorite weekends of the entire year. So if you've got some time and you got some kids and you want to sit, there was 1 year we even drove up from our home in the valley to Prescott to the Boy Scout lot to Christmas shop and pick up our Christmas tree up here. And it just added a little bit of a Christmas spirit because it was cold that weekend and it was snowy and almost felt like you were out there cutting your own tree.
It did. Every shop is already decorated. It's really festive atmosphere, great shopping, great unique gifts.
So the Jersey Lily Saloon, to offset the costs for all the lighting that goes on at Courthouse Square, has a drawing every year. And this year they have arranged for bronze sculpture artist Bradford Williams, who is from Arizona. He's from right here in Chino Valley, has done a tribute at dawn is the name of the sculpture. And it's a cowboy who is dismounted from his horse with his little heeler dog. And he's kind of bowed down on one knee. And there's an old, what looks like a cypress tree stump coming up, with an American flag hanging from it, and it's called the Tribute at Dawn. Well, if you get here today, get up to the Jersey Lily, you can buy tickets right up until the point that they're going to have the drawing, which is going to occur immediately after the courthouse lighting at 6 o'clock tonight. So come on up, buy yourself a couple tickets. It helps offset the costs for the city and the Chamber of Commerce in getting the courthouse lit. All money goes to offsetting those costs. So that's just a little bit of what we've got up today. We've got a special guest here with us this hour from the Charlotte Hall Museum. At 8 o'clock, of course, we'll have John J. Harper, and we'll be talking about getting the holiday plants ready.
Our most hit article this week was one we put together about 12 years ago. And it's, you know, all the things and myths about what can extend the life of a Christmas tree, what works, what doesn't.
Oh, I remember that article. We had like about 15 things that people had told us. Grandpa said it was vodka in the end of the Christmas tree well. We had somebody else say it was Jack Daniels. Some said 7-Up. Some said Karo syrup. So we're going to go over all those.
We'll cover the article. We'll take your calls. We'll be ready for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. 9 o'clock, open lines. We have a couple special guests locally here from Prescott. At 10 o'clock, we'll talk about maintenance of a manufactured housing.
The role that manufactured housing is playing in the overall industry of housing in particular. We're going to have a special guest on as well that hour. They're actually a listener of the show, and they had called me in the last summer. And they said, we want to move mom home. We have a little bit of property on the north side of town up in the Anthem area. And we'd like you to come out and estimate a little mother-in-law casita. So I went out and met him, and I visited with him, and I said, you know, we can do this for about X. I said, but why don't you go shop the modular homes in the West Valley manufacturing facilities and see if you don't find one you like? And they kind of looked at me like, I don't think that's what we want for our property. Well, at 10 o'clock, we're going to come on and share with you firsthand how this couple cut the cost of bringing mom home by 2/3. Okay, so if that's an issue you've gotten, it is at Rosie on the House Remodeling, the number one request that we've got for remodeling in the last year. That's the number one request. Come over and take a look at the house and tell us what we have to do to bring mom home. So the role modular housing can play in that in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, I told you we had a special guest. I'd like to bring him into the conversation. Mr. Fred Vail, Executive Director of the Charlotte Hall Museum. Romy, do you remember the first time you saw the Charlotte Hall Museum?
I've never been.
You have.
Okay.
You were about 4.
Oh.
Jennifer and I were walking the grounds last night and decided it had to be over 20 years ago when we initially walked that museum with the kids. Well, Mr. Vail is here. I'm sorry, Fred. He warned me before the broadcast. I'm not Mr. Vail. I'm Fred.
Yes, I did.
Fred.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here. And welcome to Prescott. And Rami, we got to get you over to the Charlotte Hall
we
Museum.
We do. When Mom and Dad came back, I was working here setting up for the broadcast. Now, see, it's a shame that, you know, this is our 7th year, and I haven't been. I mean, it's, what, 100 yards behind where we're sitting once you get down to the
two blocks.
Two blocks.
Yeah.
It's almost a sin I haven't been there.
Now with kids of your own, you have to take the whole family. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty awesome experience.
Well, I would add to that anybody who hasn't been there in the last 3 years will see a very different museum than what they saw previous to that.
This is the Charlotte Hall Museum. Is Arizona history personified, magnified, emphasized, but not sensationalized?
That's exactly it. You said it. I couldn't have said it any better.
Gosh, it's a great museum. Talk about what you would find as you come onto the ground. Y'all have expanded it so much.
Well, I mean, just a little bit of background. It started in 1928 in the governor's mansion. The museum was opened by Charlotte Hall, and eventually the museum came to be named for her. But it was a single building, the territorial governor's mansion, which was constructed on that site. So it was opened in a historical site.
And mansions appropriate for the late 1800s,
yes,
early 1900s, right?
Very much so. It's a 2,000 square foot log building.
Governor Ducey would consider it a particular mansion by today's standards. But.
Well, I think we're one up on Governor Ducey because I don't think he has a governor's mansion.
That's right.
That's one of the things unique to Arizona.
I think the last governor we had with a mansion was Raul Castro in the 60s before he went down to South America. And it was a big pink house on the side of the mountain in Clearwater Hills.
Yeah. But in any event, I mean, that's where it started. And over the 88 years plus that it's been in existence, it has grown to a four-acre campus, beautifully landscaped gardens and lawns and so forth, 10, 11 exhibit buildings, five of which are historic structures, including, of course, the governor's mansion.
The entrance to the campus is through a little depot building.
That's right, and we constructed that actually in 2014, and it is a replica of a Frontier Railroad station, and right in front of it is an 1889 Porter steam engine manufactured in Pittsburgh, used in Lincoln, Nebraska to haul trolleys, but eventually found its way to the Congress mine in Arizona and was used internally within the mine. The story is that at some point they used it to haul their employees into Phoenix to attend a concert on the main line, but it's there. It's been fully restored, and Charlotte Hall, the person, arranged to have acquired it in the 1930s.
Well, on the topic of trains, y'all have just, as of last night, opened a new area of the museum. We're going to take a short break, but I want to come back and talk about the event y'all had last night. And I was so appreciative of the fact that you let us barge into your office yesterday afternoon, just minutes before you had to go make an appearance at this grand opening. But it was the grand opening of the rail section of the museum. And there are things in there that I found of particular interest, as well as the prehistory. We'll be back talking Charlotte Hall Museum with Executive Director Fred Vail right after this.